Wednesday afternoon sees time devoted to Senate Bill 561, which would modify the law relating to work requirements for participants in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. This is the third measure to see floor time this week. Sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, says this builds on the work requirement started by the federal government 20 years ago.
The Missouri Department of Social Services currently estimates that only about 30% of those who are supposed to be working that are non-exempt are complying with the working requirements.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton wonders why this is necessary when it's already federal law.
If mom or dad messes up and doesn't comply with the work requirements under the law, why should we take food away from the five-year-old?
Senate Bill 561 has been set aside for future discussion. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.